Why do you always do that?
I didn't think it was recording.
It was. I told you we were going to start, and then you intentionally fucked it up.
There's no reason to keep to do this.
It doesn't matter.
It's a style of podcasting. You're gonna, to start before you say you're starting.
It's cool. It's like in music.
I think it's great. I think it's really professional.
Yeah.
It's like when they do the like,
exactly.
What if you started your podcast?
Yeah. I'm doing podcast ad libs.
Okay. What's your favorite? What's your favorite ad lib of all time on a rap song?
Ad lib of all time. Jeez.
The three N words from Trinidad James.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Triple
all gold everything. Triple N word.
Recently, I've really well. My favorite one recently. Did we talk about this on the podcast? Where it was like the Travis Scott ad lib, where it was just
it was fun
at a party on a Sunday. I think it was. And then
it was fun.
Yeah, it's like that's not even.
I like Gucci Mane, Freaky Girl, where he's like, she's a very freaky girl. Don't take home to mama, and then in the back he's just mama,
yeah,
mama.
That's a good one. Who does sheesh these days?
Sheesh! That's sheesh. A big one. That's on a lot of songs.
So that's a little... I'm sure we're forgetting some great Dipset ones.
Oh, the best.
Anyway, would you like to start now, Nick?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So, Kurt Metzger couldn't do it. Kurt Metzger wanted to do it. He said Tuesday. He said, let's do Tuesday. And then I hit him up and he's like, no, I have to work, and then I have spots. So
I'm very similar to Kurt Metzger.
Yeah,
basically the same vibe.
We have Amber Frost of very similar to Kurt Metzger. So if you know Kurt's credits, they're basically the same.
I write about
writer for Amy Schumer,
Marxist feminist economics. So it's like like we're colleagues, basically.
Yeah. Well. She also doesn't like Sadie Doyle. So
I also don't like Sadie Doyle. Yeah. We're also like mortal enemies.
Yeah. So that's really the, you know, the main similarity, but the most important one, I feel.
I think so. Yeah.
I also pay rent to Amber. So
yeah.
Now the guests are just whoever is in my apartment.
Yeah.
This is in lieu of paying rent. You're having her on the pod.
Yeah.
She's getting this bump, the Cumtown bump.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll be seeing, lots of Patreon donations after this one.
Your old landlords didn't get a lot of burn on the podcast. I think that would have actually helped.
Yeah, we should have had them on.
Yeah, that would have been.
Do you want me to like move my cat?
Well, the cat's fucking with all the gear.
Yeah.
The cat loves gear, dude.
He's yeah.
You should take him to B&H and watch all of those Hasids like die of anaphylactic shock. Oh no! breathe, I can't much.
Are you doing okay, Adam?
I'm good, dude. I'm about to be a foster parent and potentially a full parent.
Are you gonna start calling yourself a dog mom?
Yeah. Dog mom.
What's your fur baby?
Hillary dog mom.
Hill
dog mom. Yeah, I'm adopting this dog from two blocks away from here on Malcolm X and Green Avenue, who is
that's very close.
Yeah, she's a bedside dog. Mm-hmm. That's what she's a Brooklyn. She's a Brooklyn dog.
Why is that a fucking pertinent piece of information?
I think that's cool.
It's just very close to God. Us.
Yeah, it's close to where we are now, and I think it's cool that it's a Brooklyn dog.
It's cool that it's a Brooklyn dog.
I might not be a Brooklyn guy, but I got a Brooklyn dog.
That means pit bull. All the dogs here are pit bulls.
Or Rottweilers.
It's a pit bull.
Rottweilers.
Do you know what my cat's favorite band is?
What is it, Adam?
DMX, obviously. It's obviously the best.
Tell Stav the name of the dog.
Do you know the name of my...
Is it Isis?
It's Isis, yeah.
Well, he already told you?
Yeah,
the breeder named the dog Isis.
I guessed Isis.
Is it Boko Haram?
Yeah.
Is it...
Is this like a Twitter person that you bought this? Yeah. Their puppy named Harambe.
It's so irony boy to have obviously a terrorist dog, but
you can't name that fucking dog Isis.
No, it's
dude.
Just a guy that's
I don't think you can yell that across the dog park.
Yeah, that's that's what I was that's what I encountered on our first walk, but
also you don't know, the dog might like take it to heart and then decide that you're a real problem.
She wants to reestablish the caliphate.
I got friends that they got a dog and they named it Strayvon Barksdale after. First of all, any kind of dog pun name or cat pun
the
name,
worst.
You're an idiot.
Avon Barksdale isn't bad, but not Strayvon.
Well, it was a stray dog, so yeah, it was like stray. I mean, yeah, Avon Barksdale already works, so you don't need to.
Yeah, you get it. Exactly.
Well, they changed the dog's name to. The dog's name was Strayvon Barksdale. Mm-hmm. And then, like, 2 weeks later, the George Zimmerman thing happened. So the dog's name is Strayvon.
Oh, no.
And it's just like black lab mutt or whatever.
It's called something then, else. It doesn't know.
Yeah, well, then you can't bring that dog to the dog park.
If I had a dog, he'd look like Strayvon.
Oh, come on, man.
Sorry. I'm quitting the podcast.
What would be a good Obama dog name?
Bo.
Obo? No, it has to be like as bad as Obungler. Obanjo? Obingo?
Obingo.
Bar Doc, Obanion. That's what my little brother calls Obama.
Obanion?
Yeah. Not
that
bad.
That's bad.
Did you know that Michelle's middle name...
The insult is that he's Irish?
Yeah. Fuck Irish people, right?
Yeah.
You know Michelle's middle name is also Hussein Obama? Did you know that?
Michelle Hussein Obama. What was her first name? Or her maiden? Do you know?
It's Hussein.
Michelle Hussein Obama Hussein.
That's why they got married. They bonded over that. It's having a middle name that was Hussein in all capital letters.
They were cousins like the Roosevelts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, fucking.
Remember Hillary Clinton said she was like had wet dreams about Eleanor Roosevelt? Like in the 90s, everyone was like shitting on her about it.
She is Eleanor, dude. She's Eleanor for a new generation.
I guess so.
She said she had wet dreams.
I don't think wet dreams.
I don't think Hillary Clinton said.
No, she didn't. Yeah.
When I masturbate, I can tell ya, there's one thing I masturbate to.
FDR fucked, by the way, so much.
Yeah, well,
in the wheelchair?
So did Eleanor.
That's why he was in the wheelchair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was gay.
Yeah.
Eleanor was sucking and fucking all over town?
She got around. She had a gal pal.
That's
the,
awesome.
She had a huma.
Are, like, very...
She had a guma.
Very sweet, yeah. Exactly. Guma. Yeah. But, yeah.
Just one, or does it... This is.
I think it was, like, a long-term thing. There's a lot of people who sort of deny it. They're like, well, they could just be like really good friends.
Right.
And it's like, bitch.
Not
like,
with that.
Come on.
Yeah.
You read the letters. There's clearly like, I want to hold you. I want to like,
right.
That's some serious lesbian poetry going
totally.
On.
Eleanor had as lesbian a face as you could have, I think. If you look back.
I don't remember what she looks like.
She looks like
a very
shit,
handsome
dude.
Woman, dude.
Susan B. Anthony, Eleanor Roosevelt,
not,
Elizabeth
Cady
femme. Stanton.
She was not
she
a looker.
She was more of a butch.
Well, they all become, they're all like,
she
I just
like
think
Sean
of a,
Penn.
I see a coin in my head.
Yeah.
When I think of him.
I think she looks like Sean Penn with a wig on. I think that's what I would say.
Sean
really?
Penn doesn't work as any gender.
Yeah.
He's got a hatchet
that's,
face.
That's what I have in my face, in my head anyway. I don't know if that's accurate at all.
Yeah. Well, the bottom half of his mouth is very small, Sean Penn.
I didn't know that.
That's what makes his face look weird, I feel. Mm. Like he's got like a small, it's like his nose, and then from the bottom of his nose to his jaw, there's not much space.
No, you're right. No, he looks like that guy that they would trot out for like Dare, who like did chew and had to get like part of his lower jaw removed, and they're like, don't do school, kids.
Yeah.
That's Sean Penn.
Yeah. Like, did you ever see, I mean, I'm sure everyone saw Ebert before.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this on the pod. Did we?
Yeah.
We talked about Ebert. I don't know if we
on
talked
the pod,
about
it.
We didn't talk about how bad he looked.
He looked
a couple of topics. Look, the important thing with podcasting is you only cover a couple of things.
Yeah. Harambe, Ebert.
Yeah.
His face was fucked up as hell.
Yeah,
and that poor motherfucker almost had a. Did we? Didn't we talk?
Yeah,
about this?
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right, yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right.
That his body rejected
the
jaw.
Yeah. What a
so sad
shit deal.
Yeah.
Imagine having to fuck that dude like with that weird.
Chaz did it, dude.
Face.
Yeah.
She
think
grit, she,
a lot of doggy. You think? You think she's looking at him in the eye?
Oh God.
She's gotta be. She can't be looking at him, right? That'd be terrible. Nick, your thoughts?
On who?
Fucking Ebert.
Fucking Roger Ebert.
The wife? His wife?
Yeah.
I don't know his wife's name.
Chaz.
It's the black lady.
Yeah.
It's, no, it's Sonny and Cher's
kid. Yeah, no, I don't know anything about her. Yeah,
they seem to have a very mutually supportive and loving relationship.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. You guys should see that documentary.
I saw that one interview, the first like interview he did with her when they gave him. He's like I'm trying out my new voice or whatever. But
yeah,
all it is just like the Mac,
right?
Like,
yeah, yeah, the Mac
text to speech program.
We've definitely talked about
this. We
talked
about this. I remember wanting to bring up...
You can just skip this.
I remember wanting to bring up George Lucas's fucking... It's like, you know what it is? It's like 110 degrees, and I can't... I'm having trouble thinking.
Really?
Let's talk about the Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Anytime someone asks me about or says something, I'm on a group text with some friends... And they keep talking about Pokemon. I'm like, guys, I'm just focusing on Black Lives Matters right now. So I don't really have.
But now, did you read about the like the Holocaust Museum?
Oh, it's so good.
And people are going in to catch Pokemon.
There's nothing but Meowths there. Just
with the gold.
Oh, I mean, doesn't like the
kind of halfway get
yeah.
that?
Yeah, when the Pulitzer that thing is
gold coins.
Was that a mouse reference?
No. Meowth.
Oh, that's what I thought it was.
No. Meowth is the Pokemon who hoards gold coins.
Oh, I thought it was an anti-Semitic reference to Meowth, famous graphic novel.
You know, it's funny. There's like
I thought he was making a literary.
Yeah. No. Although I did have to read that in high school.
They've released like 50 new Pokemon a year since like 1995. So there's probably a fucking Pokemon now that's like the Auschwitz victim because they ran. Out of shit. Some of them
yeah,
got like really crazy.
You run out of like shapes and things to do. After a while, I wonder if they just start accidentally like inventing actual animals that exist in like Australia. And, like, that's already
well, one of them. I mean, they did that with like the first round of them because one of them is just a fucking cat.
Yeah,
you know, or like a rat. But there's one that's just like a set of keys.
Really?
Yeah, they like ran out of like Pokemon.
That's
one of them
so
just,
bottom of
the
barrel. That's
keys.
So phoning it in. I respect whoever did that.
Yeah, no.
My friend's mom named the Pokemon.
We talked about this too.
Did we?
I think so.
No, I think we talked about it on the episode.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we talked about the one that we deleted. Of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The lost episode.
The lost episode.
Which, in comparison, now it looks like it would have been fine.
I think our standards at that point were so much higher.
Gotten, yeah, we were like, we didn't do any jokes. at one point, Adam didn't know what was going on, so we have to delete that one.
We should release it, see what happens sometime.
Yeah. No, we talked about that.
We're going to release it as a premium episode.
For Stavi's Golden Angels.
$100,000.
if you donate $100,000, you can be one of Stavi's Golden Angels, and you get a DVD rip. Of that episode.
And a pair of underpants that Stav wore on a very hot day. In New York.
I literally will do that. If you donate $3, the cost of the underwear.
A secret recording of me using all of the slurs, both Dog the Bounty Hunter and Hulk Hogan used. In case you ever want to blackmail me. You have that. It's the special blackmail package.
So yeah, donate.
But there's one I remember. I know there's one Pokemon. That's it's just like a woman in blackface.
yeah. But it
yeah,
also
oh,
like
no, I heard about that, and I think that the name in Japanese is like
it's racist. I'm sure it's racist.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's the N-word five times, or whatever the character for the N-word is.
Fuck, what was that one called?
Jinx.
It was something like
it was Jinx.
Jinx.
Yeah,
right.
I posted it on Twitter the other day. See, the problem is like I want to talk about Pokemon Go, but I've already like. Did all the jokes I could do
whatever,
online.
Dude. People like to hear it out of your
head.
They want to hear me say the tweets.
They do.
They literally.
That's really good.
It's got to be spontaneous.
Let's go through the Nick Mullen
video. I just want to see like someone taking a picture of like a crowd of teens at the Holocaust Museum. Like that's to me that's kind of beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember going on a field trip to the Holocaust Museum in eighth grade and like trying to make my friends laugh with like fart noises. So I really don't think Pokemon Go is the worst thing.
I was telling you, like this happens like every year, some horrible tasteless thing happens and people get really upset. And last year, it was actually at Auschwitz, and it was like a record heat wave. So they set up these like misters for people to cool off on.
Everyone got mad.
People got super mad.
Well, because the mist was fucking up everyone's iPhones while they were trying to play Pokemon Go.
I just love how like practical and German that is. Like they they never thought twice. They're just like, well, right. It's a really hot summer, and we want to make sure people don't overheat, and there are a lot of senior citizens, and they
get dehydrated. We were going to give out Häagen-Dazs, but everyone said that would be rude.
They had like really compact air conditioning chambers that you would get into. But
if that was efficient, Germans would be like, what? It's the most efficient way to keep people cool.
Danny Green from the San Antonio Spurs took a selfie at the Holocaust Memorial in Germany. I sent it to you guys.
So
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it said, how to do it, or what is it?
How to do it one time.
How to do it one time. Hashtag Holocaust.
So he knew it was wrong.
No, I think he was trying to pay tribute in his own way.
Yeah, I think he had to do it
for like one time for the victims.
Nah,
because like
that girl did it before him. There was some girl that took the same exact picture that got in trouble for it.
Oh yeah,
some,
but
like,
she 13-year-old
was like
14.
Girl. Yeah, it was some 14-year-old like, girl, and then people online were
people
like,
were so
"You
mad.
Fucking despicable cunt! I'm gonna fucking rape you."
As if a 14-year-old isn't going to be an idiot. As if they're like not. It's as if they're going to understand, like, I should really be reverent here.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. No, people
child,
are really mad at her.
Well, and that's the other thing I don't understand about getting mad about the Pokemon Go at the Holocaust Museum. It's like kids do shitty things. And, like,
that is,
you
like,
know,
the definition of
childhood. Like, yeah, if you had Pokemon Go when you were, like, 13 and you were brought to the
Absolutely.
Holocaust Museum, you would be doing it.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, Anne Frank was literally, like, making a diary during the actual Holocaust.
How
disrespectful. Also, the stuff she was writing about in that diary was just like, I would like to touch some boobs.
Yeah, right.
And they edited that out at my
yeah.
No, I remember
in
that
rural
part.
America.
I remember actually only
edition.
That part. That's the only part of the book I remember.
I remember she got her period, too.
But I remember us having like it getting banned at my high school. And I was like, oh, why? Because, like, you know,
you don't want kids to
fat. Like, they're like, no, because it's kind of gay.
Yeah.
It's kind of gay.
Damn.
Well, but really, though, having a diary in those days was the same as playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah. I also remember, like, Justin Bieber saying, like, she probably would have been a believer. And, like,
that's great.
Technically true.
Yeah,
like, she was a total teeny bopper. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm having to, like, come to terms with the fact that, like, in the last year or so, like, it's at the point now where Justin Bieber could probably kick my ass.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
For years, it
he
was
takes,
like
boxing lessons.
Yeah, yeah,
too,
yeah.
Like,
for years.
Specifically.
Yeah, he goes to, like, the.
He's ripped and
he's on anabolic steroids.
Yeah.
No, I mean, just. That's kind of. That's not cool.
How tall is he?
He's probably like
he's
six.
He's 5'3".
6 foot.
He's Danny DeVito's height.
Yeah. Whatever.
People
whatever
are
numbers.
Surprisingly short, usually.
He's 1.1 DeVito's.
He's half a DeVito. Yeah, no, that's
you
disappointing.
You could beat him up, dude.
I mean, probably.
If you tried,
dude,
nah,
you could
you
totally.
Yeah,
beat
well,
because
here's
if you like threw broken glass in his face.
Yeah, you can't lose that fight. You can't
True.
Be the one guy, you know, because like even that's why Orlando Bloom had to beat the shit out of him because he's like, this is the one guy under me.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah,
what
I think
that?
They fought like twice. They got into some. There was some
they
TMZ
can't
thing.
Fuck each other's girlfriends, I think.
Yeah, well, no, there was some TMZ thing where they got into an argument at a restaurant, and then it's like TMZ, so it's like, and in the background, like Leonardo DiCaprio's there, and he's like cheering him on, and it's like, what the fuck is going
on? Well, no,
on
I
in
heard
Hollywood?
That Leonardo DiCaprio just stole one of Bieber's like girls. It was pretty. That's nice to hear that someone.
Good for
can
him,
still
man. Good for
swipe.
The Pussy Posse.
That's right, the Pussy Posse.
I love when people. Do you know about the Pussy Posse?
Yeah, remember? Of course. Yeah.
I love
Toby, the best.
Yeah,
no, that's
who's
why
the third
I know about
one?
It specifically
Toby
because
Maguire.
I was like, really, Toby Maguire?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
Toby Maguire's got a hog. He's got a big fat one.
He's fucking lame pipe. I'll tell you what.
Well, I love searching for that on Twitter and seeing who's mad about the Pussy Posse because every day
I love seeing like grown women. Being upset that like Leonardo DiCaprio is dating like a 19-year-old,
yeah, right. They're like he's basically a pedophile. It's like, well,
no
he basically
like
isn't.
Adult,
no, that's not
there's a clear show. Definition of. What
and also, like, it's not like if he didn't have millions of dollars, people would still be like, you know, ogling over his bloated old alky face at this point.
Right.
Like, he hasn't aged well.
Right? No,
he's gotten
not at
puffy.
All. Wait, you know what? Here's how, like, how much money and fame he has. that last year they tried to make dad bod a thing.
Right.
So that people were getting pussy by accident because of Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't think that. I mean, I think people like dad bod.
I don't think it fucking caught on the way they thought it would.
No, you can't like make that happen. Sure. But I think a lot of girls.
No, it didn't. No, it did not.
Yeah. I think a lot of girls, though, like suddenly were like, yeah, and kind of into chunky guys, and we're like, yeah.
Yeah, I saw a lot of that on Tinder profiles, but my swipes did not.
Yeah, but you got
like
baby
bod. Find purchase.
I've got
dad bod.
No,
I've got dad bod. I've got like
you have newborn insulin problem baby bod.
Giant baby bod.
Yeah. Don't take dad bod from me, Nick.
You know who else loves dad bod? The comedy industry, guys.
Mm.
Not a lot of room for buff guys like me.
is this the cross you want to bear?
I'm too buff. That's what they said.
That's the problem.
Those muscles get a little
It's like worse than being a woman in Hollywood.
I don't know. Kevin Hart does all right. Kevin Hart's jacked now.
Kevin Hart, yeah.
Well, you can be jacked. It's weird, too.
Godfrey's pretty jacked.
You can be jacked.
What?
Yeah.
Ew.
No, not Gilbert Godfrey. People don't like Godfrey.
Oh, okay. Godfrey, the black comedian.
Yeah.
Make
seven
but
up
he's
yours.
He's always been jacked.
Yeah, he was. He played like football or something in college.
Yeah, he was a D1 football
Dave
player.
Chappelle now. Is maybe on steroids. Have you seen a picture of him recently?
Yeah.
Insane.
Like, suddenly
it's crazy.
Someone
his head looks
on
so small.
It's weird,
muscle.
Man.
It creeps me out.
Insane.
Man.
The last time I saw...
And if you have a problem with that, Dave, come on the podcast.
we will fight Dave Chappelle on the podcast.
Fuck Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
I don't condone Adam's
my favorite
stance.
Comedian of all time.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite comedian before you started doing comedy? I guess
Dave.
That's not fair because you started like at what, 25 or something?
I started at 24, yeah.
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 Mine was...
Why is that not fair?
Well, because like you have like discern. I mean, like my favorite comedian before I started doing comedy was Jim Brewer.
Oh, you mean like as a little kid?
Oh,
like,
as a kid
before you knew anything.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Chris Rock and the music guy. I love that the guy that made the songs, the guitar guy, Stephen Lynch.
Oh. No, narrow it down.
Mine was Kevin Eubanks, the guitarist from
Jay Leno.
Yeah, I liked G.E. Smith, the ponytail guy.
Yeah. From SNL.
That's my favorite SNL cast member. Is G.E. Smith.
Alonzo Hamburger Jones.
Hamburger.
Earthquake.
I loved
actually,
Chris Kattan.
I watched a lot
really?
Of Comic View as a kid.
Wow, that's a deep cut.
I loved, yeah.
I thought Chris Kattan was hilarious.
First? Chris Kattan, I loved Night at the Roxbury, dude. I fucking loved that movie.
That movie
was fucking
hilarious.
I know all
you're
about
the guy
it.
That saw that?
I fucking, I made my dad take me to the theaters to see it. I wasn't that, I was like 13 or something like
I'll
that.
I'll do you one better.
And
I made my father
Will
take
Ferrell,
me to.
Will Ferrell, right?
Huh?
He did it with Will
yeah, but
right?
That's the best part. Like, Will Ferrell was the sidekick to Chris Kattan.
Oh my god!
It's almost
I
like
never
a,
even thought about that.
Yeah, it's almost like a funny like time capsule moment. It was like in show business, there was a moment where Chris Kattan was the star,
yeah,
and Will Ferrell was just like the doofy like.
Yeah,
brother.
Yeah. And then they have Richard Grieco in the movie, yeah. And that's the joke is supposed to be that he's not famous anymore. I think.
Yeah.
And then like now, where's Chris Kattan?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Is he in that Ridiculous Six movie?
No, he's not.
I don't think that was so fucking bad. That
yeah,
movie.
Yeah. Nick and I tried to.
Oh,
we're
really?
Like, let's get high and watch Ridiculous.
Oh, I would
Six.
Love to do that.
This is
going to
be hilarious. No, it's really.
It was Adam Sandler being like, "What if we make Blazing Saddles, but it's not funny anymore?" And that's.
I guess Sandler maybe when I was like,
oh, Sandler,
elementary
that was
school.
Huge.
His CDs were like
hell yeah,
fucking
dude. Medium pace
so important to me. Yeah.
You know who sucked? The kids that like Dennis Leary.
Oh,
like
the
Dennis
worst.
Larry CDs. Yeah.
There are kids that like Dennis Leary.
Yeah. Yes, I remember.
I'm an
asshole. Like, you know about that fucking asshole song?
Which by the way I think is a Louis bit.
Yeah, it's a Louis bit that he stole, right, and made into a song.
But you know, whatever.
I think Louis I recorded on a VCR the Mitch Hedberg Comedy Central special and watched that a lot.
Yeah.
That
oh
was,
yeah.
What does Dennis Leary do now except pretend to be a firefighter?
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
He's on like
on
nine different
like
firefighter shows.
Acting.
He's on a rock
sex
and roll
Sex and drugs
show
and rock
now.
And roll, also starring Robert Kelly. It's a very good show. you guys
oh,
should
yeah,
all watch
your dad,
it.
Your dad's best friend.
My
Leary.
Father's best friend.
Sorry.
Yeah.
We're crossing
he's
over
voice,
a bridge and stuff doesn't want to burn.
No,
oh, that's right.
He's the voice of Ford Trucks.
And Ice Age.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, he's Ford. ISIS. Ford. He's Ford.
He's the voice of ISIS.
And ISIS. And Ice Age. He's in Ice Age. Which, there's a new Ice Age.
All right, he's doing great. There's never a mind. Lot, yeah.
How much money do you think Tim Allen made off of Toy Story?
Oh, I don't. Six don't billion. Tell me, please.
$45 million.
Wait, so he ratted on
all the other guys in Toy Story.
On everyone else.
They're all in jail for child pornography.
He ratted.
He dropped a dime.
Tim Allen was caught with 27 ounces of child pornography. And he ratted on all the other Toy Story.
It was
Story
all chubble. Of the little boy chubble, from... Chubble, what's chubble. The little boy?
Andy.
Andy.
He paid one of the animators to animate Andy.
Andy getting...
animate Andy getting shoving penetrated. Buzz in his ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
to infinity and beyond, yeah. bro.
Yeah, and that's what Tim Allen comes to. That's what the, where the noise comes from. The that was him being raped in jail. You know the Tim Allen story?
Him like getting arrested.
Yeah, yeah.
He
yeah.
got oh, busted yeah, no, for that,
how
yeah.
much coke was it? It was like 500.
It was a lot.
Like an insane
it was like 27.
Of coke.
It was like 27 ounces of cocaine.
Of cocaine.
Yeah.
It was like
it wouldn't last a week with me, but it was yeah. a lot. Yeah, like.
Yeah, you got that yay though. Y'all got white girl.
Yeah, and then he came up with Home Improvement while in jail.
In jail. That's his mind count.
That's yeah. so great. I love how, like, Malcolm X came yeah, up with yeah, the political yeah. philosophy of yeah. black liberation, and Tim Allen yeah. came up with Home Improvement.
He's like, what if there was a guy with a beard that I belittle all the time, but he's smarter than me?
There's a neighbor. You don't
see
the
bottom of his yeah. face, yeah.
Well, the neighbor, the reason the neighbor's in there, like, why he's always like, you know, well, you know, Tim, the Thessalonians or whatever, well, he's always like, you know, quoting philosophy or whatever, is because Tim Allen was like a philosophy major. So if you read any like interviews
oh my God,
with him,
that makes so much
he's like
sense.
Dropping all this fucking like
really
irrelevant information to you know try and sound,
to sound smart.
Yeah. So
Tim Allen.
Yeah. So
that
that's why
no,
the,
that makes so
that's
much
why the
sense.
Neighbor's in there. So you know, it's like a wink to the audience. Like, hey, I'm not dumb.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm secretly smart.
Yeah.
But he loves hot rods and pork rinds.
Yeah.
He loved pork rinds, and then I tried pork rinds. I was as a little kid, I was like, "Oh, these must be the best snack ever." And then like they suck.
They suck, but they're good because they're it's all just like protein and fat.
I mean, I eat them now because they're just fried fat, and that's
yeah,
like
yeah,
when
yeah.
I'm really at rock bottom. I just want to like cut the middleman out.
Yeah.
I eat them now because I'm incredibly depressed.
Yeah,
because
yeah, 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 my life's bad. But like when I was a little kid, they were gross.
I just remember my grandfather
more of
eating them
girl.
when he was on Atkins. Funyuns are great.
Yeah, they hold up.
They do. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's like, what if onions were fun?
Whoa, stop. Yeah. I'm sold.
Holy shit, yo.
Yeah, I just blew your mind.
Oh my God, yo, that's where the fucking name Funyun come from?
Where do you get all your shirts? Stop is the shirt king.
I love shirts.
The shirt. Well, good.
Is that a...
Like, if you wore a shirt in the pool, I would be like, that's probably a style choice. You'd be like the one guy.
No, you know
like,
I love to
style
flex.
Thing.
You know I love to flex these titties.
Yeah, of course. I took pictures of you naked last week.
That's right. We were
on that roof, that beautiful sunset.
That was a beautiful sunset.
Yeah.
We got to go back up and
that
get
sounds
one.
Like a bit we're doing, but it's real. I took a bunch of naked 100%. Pictures of Stav on it.
I do. I follow Stav on Instagram.
On
4th
Peter
of July.
Booth's, rooftop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Yeah, we got more, guys. Don't worry. They'll be playing nudity at Stavi, baby.
What's the next holiday that you're going to do?
I don't know.
When Hillary Clinton wins. That's
yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah.
You got a good one for that?
That's me hanging myself. Because it's the
Bro.
End of civilization as we know it, guys.
1 million dead Iraqis.
One. It's me on a drone naked. It's me getting dropped onto fucking...
on Yemen?
Yeah, yeah.
They have advertisements in the subway now for, like, your own personal drone.
I know, it's funny.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like almost like a Minority Report feel to it, where that just seems...
It's fucked.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, I don't think most of it is surveillance, but it's...
It has a camera built into it.
Really? Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
but
very
even
extreme
regardless,
sports.
It's just like, what kind of a dickhead neighbor are you to like
Tim
live
Allen.
In an yeah. urban area and be like, I'm gonna have something fly in these like
right.
you know tight streets where people are walking and trying like with you know every bit of energy they have not to murder their neighbors.
I would do it if you could attach an air horn to it and you know use it to fuck with people.
Dude,
well,
also I love
they have drones. They Police departments have killed people with drones. Sort of like they killed the guy in Dallas with the fucking robot. They have now drones you can fly into people's heads and kill them with.
But, I mean, what could
go just
wrong?
Like bang into them?
Yeah
it's really. Yeah.
That's
they put
a
brick at the end of it.
Real.
It's no good.
That shit is real now.
Now, they didn't have a bomb robot. They had like a bomb
that they
disposal robot.
I know.
That they just put a bomb on and drove it up to him.
I know.
So it's like.
They repurposed
the thing, but people are like, oh, well, this is drone strikes. I mean. No, I don't understand how that's any different from actually being able to get a sniper on him and shooting him. It's not like it's a specific device designed to go fucking bomb people remotely. It was a repurposed thing for one specific event. Police departments have used bombs before.
It's a repurpose. They got it on Etsy, actually.
It's just it's just a fucking Tonka truck with a bomb taped onto it. It's one of those like remote control.
It might as well have been.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't understand.
It's not as ominous as something with, like, you know, that could fly, that has, like, GPS capability.
Where did the Dallas Police Department get a fucking bomb from, though?
From the FBI, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they use C4.
That makes sense. They don't have, like, a bomb guy.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're in Dallas. They could probably just, like, look for a guy not wearing a shirt that's buying a whole bunch of liquid plumber and be
that's
like,
true.
Hey.
Yeah.
I want a damn bomb.
I think they should just burn, set a fire to the building. The way it used to be, like when you the sheriff would get a posse together.
Yeah. Hey,
what? And be like, come on out, we're setting the barn on fire. That's how they got, what's his name? The guy that killed Lincoln. Who, didn't they set a barn on fire and then he jumped out and he fucked up
his leg.
Yeah, he ran like...
And then some doctor who he didn't know what was going on. Fucking healed his leg, and then they killed that doctor too. That poor asshole.
Oh,
just
like, they're like, that's what doctors have to do.
He literally, that's the Hippocratic Oath. You have to fucking do it. And they just killed him.
My favorite thing about Booth was that he was an actor.
Yeah.
Well, you know, his crew, like the 9 other people involved in that conspiracy to kill Lincoln or whatever, one of them was just legitimately a retarded guy. And you know how fucking retarded you had to be considered like retarded?
In those days?
Yeah.
You had to be super.
Oh, shit. I think Kurt actually does a bit about that.
Really?
Yeah, well, he does something about how the average IQ was like less than fucking 100 or something. So we should have had him on.
Yeah.
Instead of me accidentally doing his bits. But yeah, one of the guys was actually retarded in that.
And didn't none of them like actually kill anyone else? Like, he was the only one or something
Yeah, he was the only one.
I don't think they were a particularly efficient conspiracy.
How is it that the guy who killed the president...
He was just, like, really motivated.
Yeah. Because he wasn't in that play. He was mad he didn't get cast in that play.
I think, too, like...
It's true.
I remember
they
reading...
They should have let him in that play.
He made it to, like, Southern Maryland, and he was, like, holed up in somebody's barn, and then he read the news, like, a couple days later, and it's, like, nation mourns the loss of, like, you know, the president... And he was like, I thought people would be happy about it. Like, he really was like upset that people weren't like calling him a hero. He really thought that. Yeah.
Really misjudged the room. Yeah. Maybe that's why he wasn't a successful actor.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite assassination guy?
Sirhan.
Such a good one.
Really? I liked the Charlie Thibault who did Garfield.
He killed Garfield?
He killed Garfield? Yeah. What
Shot
about
Jim Davis? He ended Jim Davis's reign of terror?
But there's a Johnny Cash song about it, and I probably would not know about the assassination of... Or, well, about the shooting of
Garfield. They tried to get him.
He took, like... He was, like, in the hospital for a very long time.
Well, his doctors basically killed him.
Garfield? Yeah, they were not good at medicine.
they did all this fucked up
what
shit.
What even was medicine?
If they had just not done anything to his gunshot wound, he might have recovered. But they were, like, putting shit in it, and then they, like, they literally gave him a whiskey enema. They, like, poured whiskey into his asshole to save him.
They were way into enemas. They're into enemas and bleeding, because they're like, oh, there's bad blood. We have to get that out.
Yeah.
That was the doctor. That was like, how do you even become a doctor? You just, like, say you're the doctor.
Yeah, pretty much.
You buy a white shirt.
Yeah. It was, you had to know how to read. It was just, that used to be a thing. Like, Lincoln was, like, a country lawyer.
Right.
They didn't have, like, I don't think they had bar examinations. It was just, you know, you're like, well, I read the book. And then you could just be a lawyer.
Yeah, you. Well, he worked. Yeah,
so
you
was he like a correspondence course? Like, is it like the equivalent of like?
I think it was more like you're an intern, and then like once you've like
okay,
You're a whatever.
I was hoping it wasn't like Arizona State or something where he was like.
Yeah, Phoenix. Phoenix University.
Yeah,
that's it. He went to DeVry.
I just can't believe Garfield was the president.
Yeah. He missed that?
He outlawed Mondays.
This 6-day week.
The subsidized lasagna.
Yeah. All the fucking corn subsidies went to lasagna.
Could be worse.
To Stouffer's.
Well, I guess we should take a break. A
little break? That was, yeah, that was...
It's got to be a quick one, because we both got spots we got to rush to.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll be back in 2 seconds.
Okay, Explosive Impact is basically going to be a line of videos that I'm going to be doing on basically rants. And if you don't know who I am, I'm formerly known as Dragon Kid. And the reason why I closed that account on YouTube is because I used it as a ghost account. Anyway, first on the charges for Explosive Impact. Hackers. Everyone's hated to deal with these cocksuckers. No? And I've been hacked by at least 60 of them over the past 5 years, ever since I turned the internet back in 2004. No? Because of either something I said by accident when I was talking to one of my friends online, the look of an avatar I had on a website, or they were just bored. I still have to deal with the same cocksuckers on another chat site I'm on. Daria, the last chat site I was ever on was friggin' Wyville, and I've been hacked 45 times on that shit. Accounts and my computer. Just because of something I said. And also, my avatar looked like shit. I know. Can I ask you fucking idiots? What the fuck is up your asses when you decide to hack someone's computer? Despite the fact you know that you can go to jail for this shit. And, you know, 456 viruses at the least I've suffered because of you fucking morons. Over the past 5 years. And what sick pleasure do you fucking asshats have when you decide to piss off someone by hacking into their computer and fuck around with their computer or an account that they have on a website. It's total... What? I mean... And I also have the same problem with you hack threateners. Same first question I asked. Why would you risk jail just because of what someone said in a video or something that person said in a chat site? Why would you? Oh yeah. Next on the friggin' charges for Explosive Impact. I just had an assembly on this exact same bullshit night, and I almost vomited. At Twin Lake Secondary School. If you go to that school, you probably feel the same way. Cyber bullies. You know? I've had to leave like 50 chat sites just because of this bullshit. Because someone's trying to ruin their reputation just because I said something, or if I didn't give 400,000 big cash from the 400,000 website cash for their avatar. Or whatever. Again, referring to the chat sites I was on. And also death threats I'm constantly hearing. Directing on other people that didn't do shit. You know? And also threats to females of death if they didn't friggin' post naked on a webcam, you know? I got two questions for you assholes as well. Why would you make someone's life worse than yours online? Or try to ruin another person's reputation. Why? To increase yours? No, you're just trying to decrease yours, and also you're looking like a complete asshole. You know? And also, if I recall correctly, you can go to jail for 5 years in jail for this bullshit. And another question to you dickheads. Do you have the exact same sick pleasure of doing this shit for no reason as hackers? If you do, please post, and I will sure as hell report your ass to the cops. Okay? I promise you, anyone that admits to cyberbullying and loves to do it for pleasure, please post on this video so I'll track your ass down. Okay? And that's all I have to say to you dickheads. For now, this is Jedi and Kazama logging out for now.
We're back.
We're back, baby.
What were we talking about during the break? We talked about a lot of good shit. We had a bunch of great jokes that'll be part of
guys.
That deleted episode.
Yeah.
If you become one of Stavi's platinum or golden angels on Patreon. We should set up levels. We should do actual things.
We already have one. If it gets to $1,000, we're buying you hormones. I'm serious. Did you not even check the page? You shared it without checking it.
I checked it, but I thought that was kind of like a bit. Do I actually have to get hormones?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know how much hormones cost.
Probably more than $1,000, I'm guessing, right?
I watched the surgery of how they make a dick.
Uh-huh.
I actually just watched the How It's Made.
I went to the WikiHow and it was illustrated.
Yeah. So. Oh man, those are so good.
They're so great. I want to meet the person that draws them.
Yeah. Well,
did
I think
you see the one to plan a family trip to Disneyland?
No.
It's like nightmarish. Really? It's like more horrible than any like Ralph Steadman like art I've ever seen.
My favorite one is How to Be Dark. It's like how to have like a dark personality, and it's like
for goth kids.
Yeah. It's like basically how to be a goth, but it's how to be dark, and it's like say sarcastic things all the time.
Oh my god!
It's just like a group of people, and then one guy with purple hair, and people aren't talking to him. one of the steps is do things your own way, and it's this like fey hand, up close like limp wristed hand.
I love that, there's, like, clearly a euphemism, like, when in Indiana, whenever there's, like, a feminine kid and, like, men wanted to be, like, not homophobic and supportive of it, but maybe, like, couldn't accept that, like, their boy's a little marzipan man, they'd be like, well, he's really artistic. Yeah. Like, he didn't do any art or anything. Yeah. It was just,
he's
like...
He's a real weird guy.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. They're pretty funny over there.
Do things your own way.
Yeah. Well, I guess, why don't we... what do you have going on? I don't, we're, like, wasting this guest.
Yeah. You're much smarter than
I mean,
all
I guess you're
us.
Here every week.
I don't really... Yeah, I'm here. I don't have a lot going on.
No, I didn't mean like that. I mean, like,
you know...
You
smacked down that professor, man.
Oh,
You beat up a professor?
Well, I know how... invested your listeners are in Marxist feminist economics.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like every single one of
them.
Yeah. That's all the tweets I get.
So, if you're picking up the Boston Review anytime soon, I have a materialist feminist theory of misogyny in response to Professor Kate Mann's recent essay about Trump, and it's... I'm not making this up, but it is real.
First of all, Kate Mann, okay?
Yeah.
Mann.
Yeah, it's like, why should I even listen to a word she has to say?
I'm with you.
Stupid.
Fuck her.
So what'd she say? Was it dumb? Let's beat her up. Dude.
Yeah. She was like, men hate women because of like weird resentment and that the enforcing arm of... You don't actually want to hear about this.
You know who's the listener of our podcast? Judith Butler. You know that? Have you ever tried to read that?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's real boring.
The president of like academic queer theory and like modern.
The president?
Basically like
so
like
so it's you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's
shit
you.
It's you cuz you're
it's your cuz you're fucking
gay
queer.
Bitch.
No, look, like we have a specific tone to this show. And you're really fucking it up for us, man.
Adam, stop.
I tried to read it.
Yeah,
in
why
college
did you ask me this question, Nick, for Christ's sake?
I don't know. Cuz I'm like I'm burning up my fucking brain.
Well, I'd
is
like
melting
to talk about Marxist feminist Shulamith Firestone for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's about filling that time, baby.
Oh, we're filling that void, bitch.
I have an advice column for the Baffler that's more interesting.
Oh, nice.
Okay, yeah, let's
yeah
talk
yeah
about
that. A good question.
Recently, the one that's going to run tomorrow is someone asking what they should do because they think that their older friends think that they're immature, but he's not really close to these friends, but they're like, you know, maybe telling his other friends. And I had to be like, you're like 22 and like you don't you, this is not a pro- your problem is not a problem. Like I had to be like, you're just this is in the gentlest way possible, like this is boring and you should not care about this. And
he sounds immature.
Yeah, I was just like, appropriately immature for his age.
He sounds like
I
he's
think
playing Pokemon Go at the Holocaust Museum, if you ask me.
Call I got back to drop in Pokemon yeah into the answer too.
Everyone I know playing Pokemon right now is 30. I'm not lying.
Well, that's like age appropriate. It's also the same like, people
yeah
going to see the Ghostbusters
movie
or
played
not
it,
going
but
to see
someone,
it.
Like people were like mad about it. They're like, "Why are you playing a child's game?" And then I was like, "Okay, well now I'm downloading it."
Yeah,
because
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah
just out of resentment for people who hate fun.
Yeah, that. Well, that's stupid to like be mad at.
Yeah,
at people for playing a game.
Yeah,
but you know what else is stupid? Not paying respect to the Black Lives Matters movement.
Yeah.
That's
what
the hot
you're
take
doing.
Well, that's what you're doing by going to see Lady Ghostbusters.
It is
you're basically
true
saying Black Lives don't matter.
I'm seeing Lady Ghostbusters on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. The reviews for it are yeah sort of mixed.
It's good.
Yeah,
that's what I hear.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I have not heard that. Don't think it's going to be good. But I'm going to be on another podcast to talk about it oh as the other requisite feminist.
I'm really excited for Lady Independence Day. I'm
good
sure there's women in it, so they got a girl, Will Smith.
They do,
yeah.
It's played by his wife,
Jada Pink.
Jada Pink.
Jada.
Jada.
Two of the Willow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This thing.
Oh my God!
His yeah daughter. He has Willow Smith.
Willow.
We all, yeah, all before we said it, we all locked eyes and smiled before we said Jada doing the pink.
One in the stink.
Damn, I love being smart as hell.
Ooh, ooh. I just really like being around my peers.
Yeah, intellectually. Intellectually, we'll try and slow it down for you.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you got, you know?
Yeah, Nick, do you want to see... Do you want to see the Lady Ghostbusters movie with me? I have to see it for a podcast.
I
want
to see the pets.
I have
the
to go. I'm
one
going to it on Friday. I got invited to it on Friday.
Okay.
I mean, I can't.
You got invited.
You got yeah, invited? Yeah.
Scott Chaplin invited
I
me.
I don't want to see
oh
it alone.
Shit. That's fun.
Well, Scott Chaplin invited me, and I know the people. He's going with people that are like, we're going to it to have a problem with the movie.
That's I'm the trying only to go into it with
oh
an
damn
open mind, but it's just
now
it's like so clearly like pandering. Like, yeah, the, did you guys see the BuzzFeed thing that was like 10 ways you can support Lady Ghostbusters? Now I just call it Lady
yeah
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Well, and like, it's like they're title treating it like go seeing a movie. I'm not sure if it was a sponsored post or not, but they're like, oh, this is like, you know, sitting at a lunch counter in Alabama
right
in 1963.
Right, right, right.
Like,
it
no, it's seeing a fucking movie.
It's exactly.
The only thing about it that, yeah, that bothered me is that, like, first of all, I thought it came out like 7 months ago.
No, because people have been losing their shit over it. And it's like this
yeah
weird cultural, it's like the benchmark for like what kind of a person are you, how do you feel,
but who even is losing
I think
their
yeah
shit?
I think a lot of that is PR shit
is
it's like,
no I know women some of them are losing their shit over Lady Ghostbusters
like, oh no you mean like in the positive
sense. Oh I thought like the
yeah
bros that
it
have a problem
yeah
with it
oh,
I think
no
that's
no
overblown
yeah
I've
no
so
that's a total
people
it's a false flag is
yeah
what
exactly
it is.
I think it's like 12 guys on Reddit I don't
right
think that's like
who
yeah
right
no
about
there's
anything else
there's
yeah, yeah
no kind real backlash but like there's like this kind of sort of reactionary feminist response to it is like, no, it's going to be so good. It's like, it's probably not, man. It's probably going to be pretty bad.
Yeah, man, as much as people complain about, like, baby boomers, they didn't have to, like, reboot fucking everything.
Right.
Like, really, all it was Sha-na-na, and that was it. That was the only fucking thing that they did where they're like, let's bring this back. And they were like, no, don't do that. And they're like, okay. And then they just made new shit. And it was all good.
Yeah, do you know the Pets movie that just came out is the highest grossing opening for an original idea? Like something that is not an adaptation or a reboot.
How is that an original idea? I guarantee because you it's the same story as Toy Story.
Yeah, it's Toy Story
with
dogs.
Toy Story
with
dogs.
Yeah.
Which is less imaginative than Toy Story.
Toys
are inanimate objects.
Yeah, it's true.
And they actually did it before with the Little Toaster movie, which was inanimate objects
that was
before.
Good as shit.
That movie was
and
great.
That was fucking dark.
That movie was dark as shit.
Bleak.
There's a song in that movie called "You're Worthless."
Yeah.
It's called like "Worthless," where there's like trapped in like a junkyard and all these cars are being destroyed, and they're singing about like how they had purpose in life, and now they're dying.
And they're dying.
No, I had a
like, in real time.
I had a friend who she's Irish and like she'd never seen it before, and she was like, I'm watching this American cartoon. What did they raise you on?
Yeah,
like, this
fucked.
Is dark as hell.
But everything the Irish produce is incredibly
dark
fucking depressing.
Angela's Ashes.
Angela's Ashes?
Is like the most
But I think Irish people kind of hate Angela's Ashes. Like, they think it's like schmaltzy crap.
Really?
Like,
there was some like, Irish movie.
At
that,
least that's the people. Yeah. Porn.
There was some. I was looking at like Michael Madsen's fucking IMDb like 6 years ago. And like.
This is a great story.
Yeah. Well, the last thing he was in at the time was some like Irish movie where he's like. He plays a boxer who, like, he beat his best friend to death, like, by accident or whatever.
You know how
and
that
that's,
happens.
Like, see, the first scene in the movie. Where do we go from here?
In my
and everyone gets cancer.
In my neighborhood, you had to fight your way out. And that's when I started fighting.
You had to fight?
You ever see that documentary about that gypsy fighter? The Irish gypsy fighter.
Snatch?
there was this guy that's like, they have these like Irish gypsies.
The bare knuckle.
The bare knuckle guys, And there's this one dude that's just, all he does is just bare knuckle fights, but he like beat up a bunch of wolves one time. There's like a time where like a whole town was after him and he had to like beat up everyone in the town.
Do you remember when they made that movie with Liam Neeson? They're like, he's going to punch a wolf, and then everyone saw it and he's like, he doesn't actually punch a wolf in the movie.
Oh, the,
what
gray,
a,
right?
The gray.
What a fucking piece
of
shit.
Yeah, you thought he was going to fight wolves, but I don't think.
He makes so many good movies.
You wanted him to punch a wolf?
That's what the trailer said, is that in this movie, he's
going to
punch a wolf.
He makes a lot of good movies, and he also has pissed his pants in public numerous times.
Really?
There's like several photos.
Depardieu pees his pants. All the time.
I mean, the weight on Depardieu's bladder, if he wasn't incontinent, it would be like a miracle.
I don't know what's going on down there.
Lack of the Muslims? That's my Depardieu.
That's your trade-off, is you get famous, but then you just pee yourself a little bit all the time.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm destined for that anyway. I have to piss every 45 minutes, so.
I was saying that the other day, is like, I feel like I know Adam shit his pants like twice in the last 2 years.
twice in today.
Yeah. No, I mean, one time in my car, you shit your pants in my car.
I more puked my face in your
car.
But
yeah, okay. Little shit come out.
Yeah.
There was a little poop that I had food poisoning.
It counts.
A lot of my adult friends have shit themselves in adulthood. I don't know anyone that's accidentally pissed themselves. It doesn't happen. Which
you
is the
pull
less
your dick out and piss on the sidewalk.
Sure, but it's the less serious one.
I know people
one.
Who have like pissed themselves getting like drunk, like passed out.
I've never done that.
Really?
Never once. I pissed in my car one time, but I like was conscious enough to pull down my pants and then piss all over the floor of the car.
Oh, that's better.
One time my roommate in college got up in the middle of the night, fucking pulled out his dresser. Mm-hmm. Stood up like and then put his clothes in from a hamper and then pissed on it.
No,
it
I know someone who did that with
thing.
The dryer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, I did that all over my laptop one time. I like woke up in the middle of the night.
It's like you're drunk and you understand there's a thing you have to lift and like
No, I started pissing on my laptop. I was like, "Oh, no, that's not right." And then I walked over to the corner of the room and started pissing on a sewing machine.
I did see someone.
Sewing machine bitch?
Yeah.
My friend Dan wake up. Not even totally wake up and walk over to an oscillating fan. and piss in it.
That probably sounded cool.
Was it
cool.
going? Was it going? That'd be awesome.
I left the room. Yeah, no, it was going.
Oh, I would love to watch that.
It's left the room and I got in my car and I didn't come back.
There's this. You know what I love? You know what I love in like airplane when somebody's like, the shit's about to hit the fan, and then like shit actually hits a fan and flies
That's
around.
Comedy goals.
And it's like, yeah,
it is
like.
Funny.
They just put everything in there that they could. Now I'm a fucking no effort to edit or maybe like a better joke would work here.
You know what I was talking about the other day? You know what I think would be funny? Do you remember OJ's character in the Naked Gun movies? Was it Klutz?
Yeah.
So I was just imagining him in jail just like tripping over things.
Yeah, yeah.
Knives flipping all over
the
place.
That's how he accidentally killed Nicole.
That's how he accidentally killed his wife. Yeah. He was like holding flowers and then some sort of series.
Let me
like
clip the ends here.
Rube Goldberg's sequence of events led to the death of Nicole Brown Simpson.
Yeah, the whole time that like that Looney Tunes like bum 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 ba da ba da bum bum, like that song's playing.
They didn't even fucking mention Leslie Nielsen in that 5-part documentary series. Throw it in the trash.
What
5-part
documentary series?
The OJ.
Naked Gun.
The OJ. We had to have we had the show, and now there's a documentary.
The documentary's
because
good
we
hell,
have
though.
To reboot
he's,
OJ too.
He's the new Steve Jobs. It's just got to have like a lot of bios on him. Very significant figure.
When are we gonna have a Lady OJ? You know,
Kanye said Kim.
When should Serena or Venus murder her wife? Her white wife. One of them.
Drake. If Serena killed Drake, that would be female OJ.
Serena's the GOAT, man. She's the best athlete ever.
Oh my God! Shut up! Stop trying.
Dude, that's my take, dude. I wrote that in the Boston Review this month. Yeah.
Here's Adam's my Boston Review. It stinks. Yankees.
Hey, go Sox.
Okay. all right. Jesus fucking
and
Christ.
And strong.
Are they still strong? Stuff. I guess I think that's expired now. I think people are back to disliking Boston. Because when the Boston bombing happened, Boston is like, as a city, is like the police. Where, you know, like after Dallas,
it's
they got a couple
of
days
cops.
Of sympathy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so after that, Boston had a little bit of it, but that's not going to continue. People went back to hating Boston just like they hate the police.
Every time I go there, I'm like, this is the most unattractive city. And I'm from like an ugly place where people are like unattractive.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you move to New York and you're like, oh, people are so good looking.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, I realize it's kind of like that in like most cities, but like Boston has the ugliest, most miserable fucking people.
You're talking
in it.
People.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like how they're all racist?
I mean, they're ugly on the inside, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like also just, I mean, it's like the winter or something and they just become
down.
Like. Yeah, they're just beaten down, and they just, like, scowl, and it becomes a part of their soul.
I was, like, blown away by how less racist the South is than the Northeast when I, you know, moved to the South.
In what ways?
You lived in Austin.
Yeah,
though.
But, I mean, even if you go outside of that and go around, like, Texas and the South, I mean, I've performed plenty in the South. And, like,
yeah.
I mean, I assume because there are, like, less black people in Texas.
Yeah, well, it's all segregated. I mean, it's all like
every,
you know,
American city is segregated.
Yeah, but not like it is in the South. It's
except
like,
for America. Except for New York.
Yeah,
New York's like
baby Astoria.
DC's pretty integrated too.
No, it's not.
No,
we're
not.
Literally pushing them out.
Yeah, but I feel like it wasn't like that like 8-9 years ago.
It was chocolate city. I mean, it was 75% black.
Yeah.
Like 15 years ago or something crazy.
Baltimore's
like
super segregated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, in the South, it's like there's a dividing line. I mean, Detroit's the same way, where you have, one road where, you know, like, I remember being in a restaurant, like, a block north of, like, 8 Mile Road, and me and my friend went in there, and they advertised, like, fucking Coney dogs all over
Detroit.
Yeah,
that's in Detroit?
Yeah, it's like, Jim's Coney Island. There's all these places, like, Dan's Coney Island or whatever.
What's that all about?
Well, that's like, what I did. I went in a diner after seeing it a million times. I was like, what the fuck is a Coney dog? And I said that, and these, like, three old white guys were like, "Oh man, you don't know what a coney dog is. Like, ah, let me tell you, it's got a, you know."
And no, he starts I don't explaining. Know he's about like, your terrible depression.
Yeah,
food.
He's like, "It's a hot dog, and it's got chili on it." So I was like, "Oh, so it's a chili dog?" He's like, "Nah, it's different. It's got onions." I'm like, "That's a chili dog." He's like, "And cheese?"
It's
I'm
a chili
like,
dog.
"You guys got nothing. Yeah. You guys got nothing at all here."
And you named it a different place.
Yeah,
like, it's
yeah.
not even
right.
a Detroit dog.
Well, then we start talking to him, and like the guy's like, "Well, right now you're in like Warren, but you see that? That's like 8 Mile Road. You do not want to go south of there." And like we had like driven north from there. And he's like, "It's filled with black people." You know?
In Canada, they have a chain called Boston Pizza, which is like the like an American city that has no pizza, like right. no signature
Boston
pizza.
Boston pizza?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
It's just a really racist pizza.
Yeah.
I feel like the racism in the Northeast, though, it's more, you know, maybe it's not like holding prejudices or, you know, being, or, you know, or like,
I mean, it's pretty
holding on to stereotypes. It's because
hostile
it's,
here.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's because you're like, people are so butted up against each other. So you're more likely to hear probably racial slurs here, but there's not as much of, I'd say,
structural.
Yeah. That structural racism you see in the South, which is like, oh, that's from when these people used to clean your house. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, it's, a black person can't be mayor.
Yeah, right.
That's the kind of racism in the South.
Right. Like, exactly. Whereas
but they'll be really kind to the, you know, to you, I guess.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
I'm from Indiana, and it's like the South of the Midwest.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
we revived the KKK after
well, the headquarters
it was gone.
Are there.
We're like, yeah, huh?
My headquarters is the Klan
and
KKK.
Yeah, yeah. We're not even creative. Yeah. It's really depressing. We're the Lady Ghostbusters of racism.
Does Mike Pence want to be Veep?
I hope not.
Adam, stop knowing.
Sorry, guys. You want to hear? This is something I heard this weekend. I walked in, or 2 weekends ago. I walked in on a room where there was a group of people doing cocaine, and the first thing I heard in that room was this guy saying, "Bro, Staten Island smokes the most weed."
You've been holding on to that this whole time?
This whole time. And then I was like, oh, maybe because it's like the islands, you know, like Staten Island. We smoke the most weed. Staten Island, the most Irish borough.
The Staten Island has its own hashtag now. Best value borough. Hashtag best value borough.
Really? Oh,
they've got
man.
Those all
That's
over the
terrible.
Staten Island Ferry.
That's terrible.
They've got their own
It's
hashtag.
The borough in like the white box with the black lettering that says still technically New York.
Yeah.
How annoying would it be to live there? It would be fucking brutal, right?
Everyone I know from
the
there hates
Klan
it.
All day long, dude.
Everyone I know cool. from there hates it.
They hate it?
You have to take the ferry, right?
Yeah.
Is everyone there a firefighter?
There's a lot
everyone's
of cops.
Union.
Yeah, everyone's either eating a sandwich or they're a firefighter. Yeah, I'm
that
in the sandwich
so
union.
Nick and I went to Staten Island to, when I first moved here to see the Staten Island Yankees.
Yeah,
and
I'd go.
Did we tell this on the podcast?
I think so. JP Sportman.
JP Sportman.
No,
we didn't.
Four
we did
stories.
It.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean,
we didn't tell this on the podcast.
No. We just talked.
We
about
told
it
Felix about this.
Yeah.
Recently.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we were like, the Staten Island Yankees play. They're the single A team for the Staten Island or for the Yankees organization. And basically, you could just go up and sit like right up front.
You sit in the dugout.
And there was a guy on the other team, the Vermont River Monsters. And they're like coming up next to the or. The stadium announcer's like, shortstop, J.P. Sportman. And so Nick and I were just, woo!
Sportman!
Sportman!
Yeah,
Sportman!
That's an alien who fucking
there was some.
Yeah, they're really phoning in the, the River Monsters?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's not.
The Burlington River Monsters?
Yeah.
Insane.
There was a fucking, some Staten Island dad with his, like, two sons. And he's like harassing some guy in the bullpen. He's like, hey, buddy, hey, can I get a ball for my fucking kid, please? You know, and the guy ignores him. And he's like, yeah, keep doing steroids then, you fucking faggot.
Right in front of his son.
His son's like right there. And he's like,
fathers are so important in a young child's life for moments like that.
Yeah.
Keep doing fucking steroids. Yeah,
keep doing fucking steroids. Like, he knows about that guy.
Yeah.
He's reading some blog accusing him of.
Just wearing like an FDNY shirt with a smoldering Twin Towers on it. Jesus Christ. They really have not forgotten in Staten Island.
Well, they haven't shut up about it.
They cannot
stop. That's the other slogan. Never shut up about it.
Never shut the fuck up about it.
Hey, yeah, you're listening to 9/11 podcast. Yeah, we do a fucking podcast every week about 9/11.
We do 9 hours in a
Bro, I don't think you understand.
Week.
Staten Island smokes the most weed.
Oh.
Out of all five boroughs.
Is that, was it? Five boroughs? It wasn't just in the world?
No, I think he was claiming that out of all five boroughs, it's in our blood. And I was like, okay.
Heritage.
I don't know even.
Yeah.
Remember that video, that angry Guido, who's mad at his like cousin for moving to Boston and becoming a Red Sox fan?
No.
Oh, man. So it's like there's a guy and he's sitting in his computer and he's like on like a Skype call or he's making a YouTube video for his like cousin Nick, mm-hmm. who moved to Boston and became a Red Sox fan. And he's just like pissed off like bro. And he's got a friend in the background. He's got his shirt off and he's wearing sunglasses and he's just like flexing or whatever. And he's like, you see this? Fucking Patron. It's all I drink. It's in my fucking blood. He's like, because I'm not a fucking faggot like you. He's like, screaming and threatening to kill his fucking cousin. It's great.
That's good stuff.
Well, we've filled our contractually obligated amount of time.
Yep. To get paid by Anthony Cumia.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to do the Anthony Cumia bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Guys, this is why...
Yeah, Sherrod Rose.
What we were trying to... This one was like high concept. What we wanted to do with this one... It show you what happens if you guys tried to make a podcast. Okay? This is how it would turn out. It would be complete shit. So you fucking donate the money because we're professionals and we need those tracksuits. Actually, Adam has some fucking benefactor that's getting us
I have a silent angel investor.
I love it.
He's an angel.
Yeah, well, we're getting those tracksuits, I guess. So I
and
guess
we're gonna do a photo shoot with my new dog Isis and us those track
stop
suits.
Stop trying to get Isis in the mix, dude.
Dude, you know? Isis is the first lady of Cumtown.
Did you?
This wasn't even discussed. I'm not even necessarily opposed, but you can't just say it on the podcast.
Wait,
know?
Did you mention the dog on this one? Did you already bring up the dog?
We brought up Isis.
Yeah. Your short-term memory is shot.
I'm burning
man.
Up, man. It's
it
fucking
hot
so hot.
Here. Yeah,
you're Rasta Ganja, man.
All I ate today was like a bunch of chicken.
Yeah,
and I was gonna eat. I did got
You've
no
been
vegetables.
Slaving
I need,
over a hot stove.
Yeah, no, I'm burned.
Time's your spot. We gotta.
We gotta go. Yeah. I gotta go right. bomb
thanks
at this
for
show.
Having me on.
Of course. Thanks. For doing
yeah, thanks for doing it. Sorry, we
thank you,
didn't
Amber.
Ask you about.
Yeah, anything.
I don't know.
That's not
Karl Marx or
well,
the economy. Or
normally on Alpha Dog podcast, they're really mean to the one woman in the room.
Yeah,
they're
yeah
like,
and I'm just supposed to go.
Hey, what do you think, tits?
Yeah, dude. That shit is... That is my favorite part about all those podcasts, is the girl
you
that's
boys.
Like...
Hey, juicy
tits. Yeah. Hey, you with the pussy.
How
hey,
many
vagina lips.
How many black guys were in there this weekend?
She just
huh?
makes like...
Yeah, yeah. I can tell you at one place Black Lives Matter...
noises for like an hour and a half.
What's that?
She just makes like affectionately disappraving noises like
yeah.
an hour and a half.
Oh
like,
my yeah. God, you're my boys.
Well, they used to have...
had, we have
boys.
Fun.
They had
we
Caitlin on. They had Caitlin on Race Wars and like her only role... was to give the commenters something to get angry about.
That's hilarious.
Like, pretty much, like, every episode was like, who's this fucking dumb bitch reading books on the show talking about book shit? It was great.
No, well, thank you for not making me the girl.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't, we have a no-girl policy here. Yeah. I mean, we have girls on the podcast, but there's no podcast girl.
Appreciate it.
Which makes it hard, you know? We gotta have somebody to shit on, and it used to be Seth, but...
We need an intern.
Yeah, well, we need a new
well, I
Seth.
I hear there's a disturbance in the
force?
In the electromagnetic fields around Earth, but that's what I've been reading.
Oh, Mercury in retrograde?
Yeah.
The problem is that we're all bullies, and if we don't have someone to bully, then it becomes very difficult to, you know, reconcile our own lives, which makes
oh,
it
yeah,
harder.
Our oh, terrible yeah. lives.
It makes it harder to, like, talk. So, I mean, I Seth, for me, you take him out of the picture. This is the first one where I haven't mentioned him, I think.
Yeah. Well, until now.
Yeah. A lot.
I'm glad I could seg you into that, though, because it's really, it's your strong
well,
suit.
Well, you right. technically did mention Seth just now. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was, it wasn't anything mean.
No, yeah, I know.
Well, hey.
Perfect.
That's bye. It. That's.
All right. Bye.
See ya. Donate. Bye.
Don't tell him to donate after.
After that, I have to get more stuff like this.
Yeah, all right.
To get more good stuff.
Adam, you want to say goodbye?
Yeah, I just appreciate you guys for listening. You're probably not listening at this point.
Yeah, we've been close.
No, I just want to see if I can get to a full hour.
Oh,
how close are we?
We're like 5 seconds away.
Oh, hell
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyone want to say the N-word? Anyone want to be brave enough? On three, we all say the N-word.
Two, three.
Ah, shit. All right, well, the final episode. We did it. Bye, guys.
Kids on the